so important that we have our service to God daily, every moment, because it's the right thing to do and because we love God. And in those readings tonight, it was read that Christian Science is not a dweller apart in royal solitude. And when by losing his faith in matter and sin, one finds the spirit of truth, then he practices the golden rule spontaneously, and obedience to this rule spiritualizes man. And again, the first commandment of the Hebrew Decalogue, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and the golden rule are the all in all of Christian Science. And that is so beautiful, the emphasis there on the golden rule, loving our neighbor as ourself. And how important that is. And that in the first commandment is the all in all of Christian Science. I was greatly blessed really this week. Dale W. from Virginia, she gave me a most beautiful quote from the Joseph Mann's 1923 class notes. Now, Joseph Mann was the one who had been shot in the heart and was healed through Christian Science treatment in just a few days, completely healed, and he later became a practitioner and teacher. And in this class notes, he writes, Christian Scientists are not running their lives by the keynote of Christianity so long as smug self-satisfaction preserves enough of personal sense to deal grudgingly with each other instead of overflowingly, lovingly, and healingly. I thought that was so beautifully written. And you know, the self-examination that we must do on ourselves daily, is there any sense of that smug self-satisfaction that preserves a personal sense to deal grudgingly with each other, not obeying the golden rule, but instead of overflowingly, lovingly, and healingly. Just to keep that foremost in our mind during the day, it's how we treat our brother man. So I'm so grateful for this beautiful lesson tonight, to hear these wonderful testimonies, and to be with you all, and have a good evening.